just heard you offer the apology for all the monsters of our times.
Is that correct?
Welcome to the Midnight Movie Maniacs podcast, Forbidden Panel's weekly movie review that takes place during the midnight showing of new movie releases. And now your hosts, AJ and Martin.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to the Midnight Movie Maniacs. This week, we are watching The Purge. Apparently, the movie to see, right, Martin?
I guess so. We actually have to see this at midnight. Instead of a 10 p.m. showing, which sold out, and then an 11 p.m. showing, which sold out. So it's nice to be back in a midnight screening, though.
Right, right. Now, why The Purge as opposed to The Internship?
I saw the whole movie, The Internship, during the 15 commercials on TV last night.
Very true.
So, I've already seen it. The Purge is next up.
Other than that,
the idea of The Purge, the idea of the actual story of a purge and the event itself is very interesting. You know, what happens in the rest of the world? Is this just a U.S. phenomenon thing that's going on? They ban air travel the day of The Purge. They ban all medical services, all law enforcement. Everything's done. So, like, what's going on? How do people escape? Do people from the other parts of the world fly in for it? You know, what kind of riots would happen? You know, do they set off sirens to start it and end it? And then what about the cleanup? What about the rest of it? So, in my mind, I want to know more about The Purge. I'm worried that the movie's going to be more just about this little family and not tell us anything else about The Purge.
Well, see, that's what I was curious about. It opens a lot of doors for sequels. I mean, I haven't even seen the movie yet, but seeing as how they're only focusing on this one family, The Purge 2 could be another family happening at the same time. You know, it could do the whole Blair Witch thing, or, you know, even Ender's Game thing, where you see different points of view of the same event.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what I'm very curious about, because I think what we're going to see is probably a very tamed version of what could happen on The Purge. Because, I mean, you're talking about, like, genocide and mutilations and tortures and everything else, you know. If you're a cop, do you bother being out on the street and purging yourself?
Right.
Or is somebody going to come hunt you down? What's Ethan Hawke's job? What's this guy's job that they're chasing after? You know, what do they do in the normal world that is causing this group to come and attack them in such a manner? So I'm very curious about that. Plus, I'm very mad that I didn't think of it. Like, that's just a plain out honest truth. I'm very bitter. I didn't think of this idea and write about it. And so now I'm going to watch somebody else and be bitter about it while I'm sitting here.
I was watching a trailer for it the other day, and I was looking at it as, like, the idea of Christmas. You know, like, the whole world kind of shuts down on Christmas Day? And I was just like, you know, what if, like, not a family gathering, we just have The Purge that day, Christmas Day. Like,
well, this is Black Friday.
Yeah, I mean, this is like a holiday.
Right.
And I, you know, the stamp that they keep showing, the little seal they show, is for the party in favor of The Purge. And so it's, you know, it sounds like it's got some political background to it, too, which would be a cool story.
Well, it would have to. I mean, if something like this goes on, that's the government saying, you know what, fuck it, it's worth it, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and then what does the government do? Is, like, the president in the bunker? Like, is the White House on lockdown and a tank in D.C. just surrounding that thing with jets? You know, what's going on? So, it's just really cool. I think there's a lot of pieces to it that there's, you know, people's personal beliefs and philosophies on the idea of a purge, and then what they put in the movie, and, like, there's a lot of discussion you could have about this idea. And so I think that would be really cool, and that's what's interesting.
It'd be interesting to see, like, the religious viewpoint of this movie, like, all the stuff that it comes on, all the implications, and even more so, why is this family not participating in the purge? Like, who are they? You know, you'd have to have a pretty violent lifestyle during the day, cop, law enforcement, firefighter, something like that, to where you're, or military, where you're so active and violent in your real life that you want to take this night off. You know, or maybe it is family-driven, where they just want to be there to protect their family, something, but...
Or religion, like you were
right.
saying. Yeah, maybe it's a religious view that they're worried about insulting that side of their personal beliefs or something like that. So, there's a lot of, I think, pieces to it that we don't know. And one of the cool things, I love spoilers. Like, I'll read spoilers for a movie anytime I can.
Don't spoil it for me.
Found out crap about this movie. There was nothing out there. People were just saying it's cool. You know, every time I see the trailer with those freaking masks, it freaks me out. I don't like people in masks. It bothers me.
Martin was hoping my son would be here so he would not be alone and creeping out tonight. Yeah.
So, you know, Gage was supposed to be the one that screams and cries a little bit faster than I do. Because I do not like masks. So, you know, there's that piece of it as well. So, yeah, it'll be interesting to see how this movie plays out. And is all this hype and, you know, like, we're in a crowded theater right now. There was a line for a movie. We haven't seen a line in a movie all year. You know, this Iron Man 3, even, like, we went to a private screening, so we didn't even get to see a line.
So, you didn't. Well, I was in the line for you.
Yeah. But it was, you know, it's not one of those things where we see a bunch of other things. So, it's one of the, you know, it's cool to see everybody coming out for these summers. And the fact that this sold out two screenings before we were able to get tickets to it is awesome. So, hopefully it'll work out well for the film.
Now, not trying to play up the whole sexist role or anything, but and not trying to stereotype you, but Vanessa, being as you're the only female I know in the theater that I can talk to without having pepper spray in my face.
Yes.
Your viewpoints and why are you here?
The Purge, I think it's an interesting idea. I think a take on a lot of old stories that I remember reading, like, as a kid. And kind of traditions that go on and you don't really know why. And I think in today's society, we're all kind of thinking this. So, I don't know. I'm curious.
So seeing this movie is our Purge?
Kind of, but not really. I just want to see if it could actually happen and, like, a society could function with 12 hours of, like, pure chaos. So, I mean, I personally would probably go out in, like, a pack of people or be locked down in a compound. And
so you're gangbanging or you're locked up?
Yes, I believe it was Guy, Richard, James, Jose, Martin, part of the crew. So I think
no, Martin would be in the compound.
He's going to do the cameras. Martin's going to do the cameras. And then I'm just going to lead and have a crazy good night.
Where am I? Am I recording?
it
wasn't part of your plan.
I pictured you or assumed you'd be with Martin watching cameras and having strategies for us. But I'm sure people would be hunting us as well. I'm not really a favorite amongst the masses.
What I would do is I would roll out an hour beforehand and kill everybody that I would worry coming about me, and come midnight, admit it.
Okay. All right.
Preemptive strike. That's how I roll.
Okay,
you know,
like, cool.
Hey, so I wanted to just come hang out with you guys tonight. I mean, I know we got enough. Stupid.
I know we got an hour before this shit goes down, but yeah. And I'm really curious. I'm excited. I hope it's not a letdown because I know I don't really look forward to movies like this. And I don't know. I'm really pumped up about it. And I've been pumped up about it for a while. So here we go.
Sweet.
And I, you know, at first when this movie was first announced, it was kind of put out there as a little bit of a horror movie, a shock movie, and the masks and things like that were kind of a part of it. And then we started to see other movies like The Conjuring, Your Next also having masks and things like it in there. So then they started to really, it seemed like the marketing almost changed into like a suspense thriller, less horror, less shock and awe kind of thing, and a little bit more story than a regular horror film.
Well, see, like unlike this movie, I see You're Next, and I think, you know, The Strangers.
Yeah.
And so that's where I have no interest in seeing that movie because of it. But I see this movie as a way of anonymity to do what they, and also to you know, project fear into the people that are coming after. So I'm very curious about it, how that's going to play out. Now, the crowd that we're seeing, obviously, high school grad was this week. There's a lot of very young kids here. What do you think that attributes to?
I would like to know how all these young whippersnappers are even allowed in a rated R movie right now.
Well, I bought a couple tickets. So.
No, thanks for your help. But yeah, it's interesting that this is such a young audience. And the audiences for the previous screenings were all young people as well. So it's
are we gonna hear a lot of YOLO screens?
Oh God, I hope not. The YOLO cost will happen shortly after this, especially with the Purge pumping us all up. But it's interesting that they're not at the internship. You know,
a more comedic film.
Yeah, and a lot of young people in it, and people their age who are like at intern age. You know, these are all graduates going off to college and things like that. So.
Do you think it speaks to the mental state of the world right now? We're like in our third sold-out showing of this film tonight.
Yeah, I definitely think it. The idea is so intriguing to people, and there are a lot of people who would love to let out aggression somehow, and so this intrigues them. And the fact that this has generated this kind of popularity and the discussions and the talks and the questions that we've come up with, it it shows that that's there, that people are intrigued by it. But I'm worried that this movie is still going to be twisted into, like, a family story.
Right.
You know, Ethan Hawke's going to turn out to be, like, a green gray or Navy SEAL or something, and, like, the son...
Or Dr. Lecter.
And, you know, from seeing the trailer, I just think the son's going to fire the final shot. Like, that's the all... And I'm just like, that's going to be disappointing. So, we'll have to see.
We'll have to discuss this after the film is over. So why don't we go ahead and take our break, see the film, and then we'll be back. Here we are, an hour and 20 minutes later. What do you think, Martin?
It sucked. That was lame. That was the Stepford Wives, the wannabe Joker, boarding school kid, and a bunch of fucking neighbors.
Yeah, a great concept, great idea, poor execution.
Started great, but that fucking, that was just terrible after, like, the, you know, the last 30 minutes or so. What the hell happened?
An hour and 20 minutes. I think they just failed, honestly. I would have rather have seen vignettes, little snippets of all the shit that was going on all around. I would rather have seen a family on the run on the street, coming across all the different shit that was going on, different ways people purging themselves. That would have been more interesting to me. This was just paranormal activity, you know, and it wasn't even that good. And
it was a lot of hype that didn't deliver. An hour and 20 minutes, really? I mean, there wasn't much more they could tell.
Right.
So it's good that it didn't go on longer, but they could have done something to keep it going, to make that story better.
It was disappointing, and for the numbers it's going to get this weekend, it's kind of a false hope, lead, you know, because, I mean, like I said, it was sold out, the previous two showings, at a theater that's normally not sold out. So here we are, you know, 1:40 in the evening, after a good chunk of trailers.
Yeah, 20 minutes for the trailers.
You know, and nothing. I'm so at the same time, an hour and 20 minutes, I think, was a mercy killing, because it got up to a point where I was just like, can we go home now?
Yeah, it did. It started to get to a point where you're just like, really? I mean, like, there were some parts where you're like, hell yeah, like, still at the end, like, a couple little 30-second scenes of slamming the chick's face into the table, which, you know, a lot of us want to do to our neighbors, and that's what the night's for, but...
Looking at you, upstairs neighbors?
It was very, letdown movie.
Like, that's it?
Yeah.
Like, really?
And not, like, any sort of discussion, just let's go a separate ways, alright. See you next year.
And just as quickly as the movie was, I mean, it's 30 seconds into the trailer and the theater's empty, so...
Yeah, people were done. So that was unfortunate. I expected more. I guess we should have seen The Internship after all.
Shut your mouth. Vanessa?
I'm really disappointed. There wasn't enough killing. Built up. Let down. I wanted to smack the kids the whole time. The wife's part was just horrible. The only person that carried the movie was the husband. He was the only one kicking ass. They finally get into the house. And it's over in, like, 5 minutes. Like, what the fuck happened? Did, like, half the movie get cut out? Did they edit it, like, a whole hour out of it? Are there missing scenes?
Maybe the purge got purged.
I don't know. It was, like, a really cool idea, and they wasted it. So.
Total letdown.
Yeah, that family was really lame. It was a total call.
I'm sorry, I kept saying it throughout the movie, but the kid was a total call. They called the kid. Nobody pays attention to the kid, and this is what happens.
Yeah.
So.
That was a letdown.
Charlie should have been killed, like, in the very beginning. Like, no joke. He's done. Take him out. Leave him alone.
They would have made the dad and the mom, like, have rage. They would have gone crazy. They would have killed everybody else.
Or if he rolled up and just started killing everyone walking in the door.
Right, that's what I was expecting. I thought for sure Charlie would have that gun and, like, he would take out the last guy in the basement.
Or, you know, they let the guy in and they start fucking with him. They're like, hey, we got a new toy tonight. Let's torture him. Let's do this. Let's do that.
Mm-hmm.
No, they ran out of budget. They cut the lights on the electric bill.
Yeah.
Which, I'm sorry, if your job is to sell these security systems, the first thing you would do is make sure that nothing on the outside can disrupt anything on the inside.
Right. Like, not even a safe room.
Like, you know, maybe bury the power lines and make it so that you can't access it from the outside. Mm-hmm. You know?
Well, like this movie...
I've seen the zombie apocalypse house more secure than that house.
The shortness of this movie, I feel like we could be short with our review. Boo! The end.
Your review is longer than the movie.
Yeah.
All right. You know what we can talk about? Next week's movie.
What's next week's movie?
Next week is...
Man of Steel. Don't make me talk about it. I'm like as hyper as a little kid about this
movie. I just wanted to see like you finally smile.
No, I'm waiting. I've got the cape out already. I'm ready to go. This movie's going to be awesome.
And that's just on his boxers.
Yeah.
He's going to wear Superman boxers with those little cape hanging out.
Even though you sounded dead inside when he asked you what movie.
I'm holding back. Man of Steel. We have a private screening with Four Color Fantasies out in Rancho Cucamonga. There's a lot about this movie out there. I've read spoilers. I've seen the trailers. I think they've given away a lot of the movie, but I still think there's more to it. And I think we have a...
I know. I'm sorry.
We have Marvel superhero movies. We're now going to have a DC superhero movie. Like, so we had The Dark Knight. We had that whole trilogy. They did a really good job for Batman. Now we have Superman, and I think it's Superman.
Well, you know, we've discussed this before, that they're kneeling it in DC, but Marvel's kneeling the animated.
I'm going to make the movie right in my own purge.
If you guys have a chance, go down to Four Color Fantasies, buy tickets for $28. You get a t-shirt, a grab bag, and free giveaways and raffle prizes and all that stuff. And if you come out next week, you get a chance to be on the show with us and join us for the movie. It's pretty fun.
It's totally worth it. And, you know, we have our own theater for the night, 200 plus seats. It's the way to do a movie like this, a big summer movie. You don't have to fight the other 14 theaters that they're showing this in. Just come to our party.
It'll be awesome. So with that, we are purging ourselves of the purge. And thanks everybody for tuning in. We'll see you next week at Man of Steel.